It's a sign of how downtown Chattanooga is open for business after more than a year of the pandemic. Riverfront Nights, the summer concert series, returns to Ross's Landing on Saturday, June 5th. Mickey McCamish is executive director of Friends of the Festival, which produces Riverfront Nights, and Riverbend, which will return in the fall. Mickey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me again to talk about another community event that we have coming up.
And this will be Riverfront Nights starting in June.
Yes, right. It starts on June the 5th. So we're starting a little earlier this year. Just, again, some of the remnants of scheduling as a result of COVID-19 changed our, normally our routine would be that we would have Riverbend just about the time that we're doing Riverfront Nights. But we're having to make the adjustment, and we're looking at Riverfront Nights starting on June the 5th. And it's Saturday evenings. It's free. It's at Ross's Landing, same location as Riverbend. And so we'll do June the 5th. We'll do June the 12th, 19th, 26th. We'll take a little break around July the 4th, and then we'll come back on July the 24th, 31st, and then move into August on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. So, Ray, we'll do a total of 10. This is the 13th year, so certainly when you've been around for 12 years and you're coming in here to the 13th, it's a sign of returning to normalcy, that we are beginning to return to normalcy. And to do it on the same day that we've always done Riverfront Nights on a Saturday, music runs from 7 to 10. We'll have beverages for people to purchase. There'll also be food trucks down there as well. So we just invite everyone to come down to beautiful Ross's Landing right there on the riverfront. And we see it as a pathway of reopening our city. And we want to be leading that pathway to bring people into businesses downtown, to return to normalcy, to go to the restaurants, enjoy a meal at the restaurant, then come over and enjoy free music at Riverfront Nights.
How might you be handling things differently, even with bringing the concerts back, just given the past year?
We will be following the guidelines of Hamilton County Health Department. That does include social distancing, masking. People will have an option. It's an outdoor event. We'll have sanitizing stations. We'll sanitize our restrooms as well. And we'll have masks for those if they would like to have a mask. We'll have those available to them. So it'll be slightly different than in the past, but we will follow the guidelines of Hamilton County Health Department. And then the concerts that we've done, even in late 2020, none of the COVID-19 investigative tracing came back to us. So we know how to do them, knew the events very safely. And I might add too, Ray, that Riverfront Nights is pet friendly. So you can bring your pet down and the pet can enjoy the music as well and have a good time with other pets.
And this will be taking place the same time that Nightfall is coming back, the same time that other music events, music venues are coming back.
That's correct. Nightfall occurs on Friday. We occur on Saturday. And it's live music. And it's doing it safely, making sure that we do it safely. And we bring it back. We follow the guidelines. And as long as we follow the guidelines, then we'll be able to do the live music and offer it free to people. So we just have to be very cautious. And we want everyone to go and get vaccinated, get the shots. And that just helps us to go out and enjoy these things and to do them very safely.
And then what about Riverbend?
Riverbend, we're looking at Riverbend right now. We're looking at some sort of fall concert. But Ray, it's going to be a different Riverbend. It will not be a Riverbend that will have the large numbers of people that we've had in the past. It will be a reduced size. And so we're right now in the planning of that, working very closely with the city, with the new mayor and his staff in organizing and making sure that we can safely do Riverbend and making sure everybody's very comfortable in making that happen.
And we should remind people that Riverbend was on its way to being retooled, and then the pandemic happened.
That's correct. It was. And, you know, Riverbend's been around 38 years. This would be 39 years. And so it's got a lot of branding that's associated with it. And in some ways, Ray, that's a little bit of a challenge in that it's not a Riverbend of the past of where you have hundreds of thousands of people that are there. It's going to be a different Riverbend. It'll be a reduced footprint is what we're looking at. We're looking at three stages versus four stages, and we're looking in a confined area, and we'll limit the number of tickets. We know what the site numbers say, that the number of people can fit in that area, and we'll make sure that we allow plenty of space for social distancing. And by then, we hope that everyone will be vaccinated. Of course, we'll be into fall football season, so there'll be a lot of events that'll be at full capacity. So we are beginning to see signs. So I just encourage everyone to go out and get vaccinated for all of our sake.
And where can people go online to keep up on Riverfront Nights and Riverbend later in the year?
You can go to friendsofthefestival.com. We do have riverfrontnights.com, and that will go into Friends of the Festival. We'll link you to both of those websites, and we'll be updating them as we go along with the different sponsors that sign on to sponsor Riverfront Nights and Riverbend.
All right. Mickey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Electric Avenue kicks off Riverfront Nights on Saturday, June 5th.
Radio Gaga.
On Saturday, June 12th, Lavender will open Riverfront Nights.
There is only one for me. And you have made that possibility. We can take this time to see. If this is really God, ooh, all you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me address you, baby. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know. You make me so, 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 so.
Three Star Revival opens Riverfront Nights on Saturday, June 19th.
Reset, 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 reset. Can we? grace looking down on me.
Down on me.
It's been a while since I've had your light.
Ooh.
Well, can't we just forget? So from the day that we met, I wanna just reset.
Rick Rushing, here with the Blues Strangers, will open Riverfront Nights on Saturday, June 26th.
One night with you. One night.
For more details, go to riverfrontnights.com.